next applicant is Benjamin Kagawa from Madison. Josh?
And we're just scrolling through a couple pictures here. I think there's a few of the apprentice's work and then a few of Ben's work, I believe. You want to go ahead on this one?
Yeah, sure. So this is the master artist is Benjamin Kagoya, who is in Madison while the apprentice is in Phillips, which I don't know much about Wisconsin, but when I looked on the map, it seems to be pretty far apart. To support an apprenticeship on preserving concrete vernacular art environments through masonry and conservation techniques to be used at the Fricksmith, the Wisconsin Concrete Park. The request is $3,500. About $2,500 of that goes to the master and the rest of the supplies. This is a really difficult application for me to score. It was unclear to me what exactly the traditional art is going to be. Is it she's just learning how to preserve them or how to make these concrete statues? Or I couldn't, like, it was confusing to me. There was essentially no work plan. The master and the artist had never met each other. Like I said, they live very far away from each other, which may or may not be a problem. It's difficult to make arguments for them being in the same cultural group, or to make an argument that preserving these vernacular art environments is in itself a traditional art form, and that preserving them. Although, of course, masonry and mason skills that they'd be using are a traditional skill or art. The application's primary strength is the enthusiasm of the apprentice, who's a 17-year-old student, and I wish I could get extra points for her enthusiasm. She's really...
Sorry, we couldn't hear you there, Josh.
Oh, sorry. The apprentice is really enthusiastic, which is great. She's really excited about this. I wish I could get extra points for her. And then finally, I would just note that my observation, and you all can let me know if you think this is right or not, but it seems like there are more of these vernacular art environments in Wisconsin than in other states, which is just something I've noticed, which suggests it's important to the state. But in total, I thought there's just too much missing in this application.
Thanks, Josh. Ron, on this one.
Yeah, and I pretty much agree with Josh. I found it difficult to figure out what the traditionality of the art form was, and the quality seemed to me like the apprentice had a better commitment than did the master. So I found it in need of improvement, I guess, is what I'll say.
Thanks, Ron. Other thoughts on this one?
I would agree that master and statement was very perfunctory. I don't think we didn't see anything that the apprentice had done, or am I wrong?
Some of her work samples.
Action shots there.
Oh, okay. And we could...
I think I saw just,
go back to those if you'd like. Yeah, they are so gorgeous.
Well, I don't know what these vernacular... What is someone saying?
It's sort of like an art environment.
I don't know.
And there are a number of them in Wisconsin. I think that, like Josh said, I don't want to say there's more than any other state, but it's sort of a art form that it's hard to define, obviously, that sort of one could understand as having a traditional place in the state because regionally there are more of them, and they're sort of more maybe from like independent visionary artists, but sometimes they are reflective of the environment that they're working in or materials that are, you know, at their disposal.
I don't really have a question about the traditionality, mm-hmm. or I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's the concrete park in Phillips. So,
okay.
Yes, not, we would not assume that you have that sort of understanding. And I think on this one, you all have touched on that, yeah, is it, the traditionality is a real challenge to assess because is it a more occupational masonry preservation focus, or is it something else? So, good feedback so far.
I guess even the preservation aspect tonight, different kind of preservation than I would be used to, or restoration work actually. It's more restoration to me than preservation. In some cases, I'm a little, makes me a little uncomfortable how they approach handling these pieces, and I know. Repainting them, and I don't know. Sometimes I, which is probably maybe a separate issue, but how they're bringing them back to a state they were before, when maybe the
whole point was for them to change, or what?
I don't know. It's like the intent of those sculptures is so hard to know without the artist there, anyways. And then they're rebringing them back to some state based on just like a photograph of what used to be painted on. I don't know.
I'd say that is a common practice in my understanding of sort of art environments around the country, that, yeah, there is that sort of restoration process where they're trying to do a lot of color matching, and that's sort of the science behind the art form is that, you know, having a good grasp on that preservation or restoration process.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I struggled with this one. It seemed, honestly, that the apprentice had a different master in mind originally who was in Phillips, and that person is no longer in Phillips for whatever reason, and that the current master artist was a late addition. And I think that kind of comes through, unfortunately, in his part of the application, which is why I have a hard time, because I think I'm with Josh, right? The apprentice is clearly raring to go. I think I could make an argument that the preservation of folk art is in and of itself a traditional art, but it would take a little more work, and I would have liked to see that work be done by the applicants and not by us. In terms of sharing a cultural community, I want to echo some of the things that Josh and then you, Caitlin, were getting at, that I do think, one, they clearly share an occupational community, so that's pretty clear to me. They're committed to the preservation of preservation. But I think the fact that in Wisconsin we do have a lot of these sorts of things is a really important thing to remember, that this is part of a broader Wisconsin cultural community. So I did not have a huge issue with point number four, the sharing membership in a cultural community. But yeah, I mean, there was no work plan.
Yeah.
Right, like...
about 30 seconds on this one.
I'm done. That's what I got.
Yeah, no. Well, that was the other part. There was no project.